Week 5 of the high school football season is tonight, and among some of the matchups scheduled are Merrillville hosting Michigan City. Also at Holbert, it's Andrian versus the Brinkies, and let's say we hear from Andrian coach Chris Skinner.
Defensively, they've been solid all year. They've gone up against some good opponents, and they've limited Chesterton, LaPorte, Culver, low-scoring games. So offensively, we need to be effective and efficient and, again, kind of preaching the things that we have the last few weeks. And then on offense, they're physical. So defensively, we're going to have to bring that toughness.
And let's say we do some equal time. Holbert coach Craig Osika talks about stopping Andrian quarterback Zach Merrill.
With Zach, we know he's a very talented quarterback. We know that he could do a lot of good things. And that's the thing that we're concentrating on this week is we know we got to stop their passing game. So that's something that our defensive coordinator, our defensive staff is well aware of.
Among some of the other games on the schedule tonight, Portage at Crown Point, Wheeler at Griffith, Kankakee Valley at Lowell. Dear Old Roosevelt takes on Bowman. Chesterton has a matchup at Valpo. Boone Grove at Hanover Central and LaPorte at Lake Central. P.S. Don't forget to join us for Lakeshore Game Night as we update you on every game in high school football. It's Wayne Svetnoff and yours truly joining you tonight at 6 p.m. Major League Baseball last night, the Cubs pick up a much-needed 4-3 win over Washington. The win gives the Cubs a game-and-a-half lead on Milwaukee in the NL Central Division. In girls soccer yesterday, Hannah Walensky scored twice as Highland knocked off Ileana Christian 5-2. Portage wins over Griffith 1-0. Lily Shield gets the shutout win for the Indians with four saves. Morgan Catcher had two goals and an assist as Valparaiso beat Culver 9-1. In girls volleyball, Andrian was a five-set winner over Highland. Crown Point took care of Merrillville, and it only took up three sets to do it, with Maddie Banter picking up eight kills and four aces for the Bulldogs. Griffith went the full five sets before knocking off Hanover Central thanks to Christian Alquist, who had 20 assists and seven digs for the Panthers. As always, we thank the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school numbers, and for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.